Welcome to the worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast. Coming up...
Is one of them walking?
Well, hang on a minute. You always jump ahead.
Guess.
Number one.
Yeah.
Things like walking.
And you.
I'm clean and I look after my own dirty laundry. 86% of my DNA comes from Neanderthal.
Well, this says everything.
Let's begin.
We've got a podcast.
We do,
it's
yeah.
It's called The Worst of Robin and Johnny and the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Nice and succinct it is, that
and
title.
Yeah. It's short, to the point.
Come on.
Now, normally when we talk about the podcast, we play three little clips.
Yeah.
Which whets your appetite
for
what's coming up. Now, I can play that for you, or you can choose the mystery audio.
Ooh, spooky dookie.
I want to choose the mystery audio.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Always choose the mystery audio.
Always do that.
So as you know, I put the podcast together, and this week I came across your weirdest laugh ever.
My weirdest laugh ever. Right, okay. Are we going to roll
this?
We're
going to hear this.
Okay, here it is.
And I played it on repeat for myself. But as any self-respecting person would do,
That sounds like bits of my laugh.
Yeah, chopped up.
Chopped up that weren't in one file.
Well, that's what I did next. I had a play with the audio. It extended your laugh.
I prefer the first one.
Well...
I prefer this first one. My real laugh that doesn't sound like it's a real laugh.
Well, after I made the sort of the mashup, I sort of thought to myself, your laugh almost sounds musical. This led to what you're about to hear. This might be a mental breakdown I'm having, or it might be the next big 2024 banger.
Like it. Mate. I like that. That bit at the end wasn't me, by the way.
It was you.
No, come on, hang on. Yeah. That bit I'm talking about.
Well, I've pitched it down a bit.
But that was me.
That's you.
Oh, wow. Wake me
up in the morning. Just like a really bad compilation album. DJ. This is the very worst of the High FM Morning Show.
I nearly had a reverse argument in Carrefour.
A reverse argument. What's a reverse argument?
Let me explain the situation. So I went to the fruit and veg aisle.
Yeah.
And I got some mangoes, clementines, and apples.
I don't care what you got.
Well, no. It's part of the story.
Oh, right.
It's part of the story, right?
Is this a joke?
No, this is no joke. I had three bags, right? You know the little plastic
three bags full. Okay.
I had three bags.
Okay.
And I went to get them weighed.
Yeah.
And there was... you know when you arrive at the same time as somebody else?
Oh, yeah.
And there was no one else there apart from me and this other guy.
Yeah.
So I said, no, you go on.
Yeah.
And he went, no, you go.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I looked down to see what I had, and I've got three bags.
Yeah.
Right?
What's he got?
He's got one banana.
He's got... Well, then he should go first.
Exactly,
he
Johnny!
He should go first.
Which is why I nearly had a reverse argument.
Waking you up.
Come on. Hey.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show with Robin and Johnny. Because a best of show just isn't possible.
Watching what, Johnny, is good for our mental health?
Nature documentaries.
Yeah, no! I nearly pressed yes.
Yeah, no.
Well, I don't know. That's not what I've got.
I mean, it probably is, though.
It probably is. Yeah.
Netflix.
No,
this wouldn't be on Netflix.
Watching the videos that we put up on our Instagram
at
High FM Radio.
No, definitely
of me
not.
Me and Robin having a chat. No.
Watching sports boosts our mental health and generally makes us happier human beings.
No.
That's what they're saying. They scanned people's brains while they watched various sports and found it activated the reward circuits in our brains, Johnny.
Okay.
And those reward circuits are linked to feelings of pleasure and happiness, what you don't get when you listen to this show. They also found that people who regularly watch a lot of sports have more of the old grey matter in those areas.
Yeah, but all that grey matter is taken up talking about sports.
Talking about sports.
Yeah, yeah. Let's have a 5-hour chat about sports. I don't want to talk about it.
For those seeking to enhance their overall well-being, they say regularly watching sports can serve as an effective remedy. And no, Johnny, no, before you ask, playing FIFA does not count.
It's watching it and playing it.
Good morning.
The worst of the High FM Morning Show with Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows.
Wake up, wake up.
High FM.
I'm in a bit of a pickle, a bit of a quandary.
Oh, no.
I have a bit of a situation.
Oh, dear.
I went yesterday to get my hair cut.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's very good, actually. It's nice, does, nice little trim.
It is, isn't it?
It's a nice trim.
Does it look different than all the other times I've had my hair cut?
Yes, it does.
What's different about it?
Well, take your headphones off.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, yeah, you see the blend between the short at the sides and
right.
the top is more...
pronounced?
I don't know if that's the right word. I don't know. It looks better, smoother.
Okay, right. So it looks better.
Yeah.
So I went down. There's a new hairdresser down there. There's a new barber.
Right.
Right, so I went in. I've got my usual barber.
Yeah.
And he wasn't there.
Okay.
So when you get a new hairdresser, it's always like, oh, no.
I know what you're going to say. Well, it's not a new hairdresser, but in the same place.
In the same place. Place.
Yeah, yeah. See, I had that the last time I went for a haircut.
What did you do?
I had to book it online.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And I walked in hoping that my old hairdresser wasn't there, but he was. And I said, oh, sorry, mate, you had booked.
Oh, no.
And that was a valid excuse because I checked whether or not he was online earlier.
Right.
So I booked the new guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Had the haircut. And I was like, oh, no, sorry, mate.
Yeah, but it's
the
different.
The problem was
right,
that
on.
My new hairdresser did a better cut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the point I was going to say is that he told me everything that was wrong with my haircut.
Yeah, yeah.
Whilst the other barber was
there. Oh, whilst the other guy was there.
Yeah.
Right, well, this guy didn't because he didn't speak very good English.
Yeah.
But he was also firmer. He was, like, aggressive with my head.
And you liked that?
I've never had that before.
Have you not?
It was brilliant. Oh, my God. I felt a bit intimidated as he was cutting my hair.
Yeah.
But guess what?
Yeah.
I loved it.
You loved it?
I loved it. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, you've got to keep going to the new guy.
Well, I know that.
You can't...
But what about if the old guy's there? The guy that I've been seeing for 2 years.
But you're not the only person whose hair he cuts.
Mate, am I going to go in and he's going to go, oh, hello, in 3 weeks' time?
Yeah.
My old guy, hello. And then I go, no, sorry.
That's just one of the awkward situations you have to go through.
I hate my life.
Wake up with Robin and Johnny.
High FM. 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 FM.
What is the maximum human lifespan? How many years?
150.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Scientists have determined that the maximum human lifespan is about 150 years old.
Okay.
Or roughly two Martin Scorsese movies.
Time to wake up.
The worst of Robin Banks and Johnny Burroughs. Because they don't have any good bits.
Here we go.
Robin, yes. I met some people at the weekend.
Right.
Some new people I've never met before.
Okay.
And
are they new friends?
Oh,
Are they going to be friends?
Maybe. If I see them again.
Potentially friends.
Potentially friends.
From your side, not their side.
Please!
We never want to see that guy again.
No, they were quite impressed by me.
Really?
Yes.
Really, though?
Because I'm on the radio, Robin.
Really,
and
though?
And I'm a star.
Whoa! Can somebody cut that bit out? And use it against Johnny.
So I'm chatting to these people,
right.
And they didn't believe that I was on High FM.
Right.
And they're like, no, you're not.
No.
You're not.
It's not you.
So I brought up the website.
Yeah. I've done this before.
Yeah. The problem is, Robin, that the photo of me is really bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a bit...
Can I just say, you're looking a lot better now.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Right?
Yeah.
You're looking buff now.
I'm a bit chubbier.
On the website.
Yeah. I haven't got any facial hair. It actually doesn't actually look that much like me. I've got different glasses as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they didn't believe me.
Right.
So then I had to go onto my Instagram, and then they believe me. Okay. Finally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I'm telling this to this guy, and then some of his friends came up.
Yeah.
And they go, guys, this is Robin Banks from High FM.
Oh, God, I wish that didn't happen.
Wake up. Wake up.
This is Robin and Johnny in the morning.
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
On High.
Let's have a chat.
Okay, all right.
Can we all get together and gang up on Gen Z.
Yeah, of course.
Because
we do anyway.
They've all got these phrases.
Yeah, oh, tell me about it.
That I don't understand.
I keep being called bra at home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I go, I'm not your bra.
Yeah, but at least you can understand what that word means. There's so many words.
And also texting as well. When she's messaging somebody, she'll go, Daddy, look at this. And, I'll look at it and I'm like, what's this KK? What are these letters here?
Yeah.
What is, oh, that means whatever it means. I don't know.
So I thought that maybe we could all agree as generations that aren't Gen Z to make up some phrases that we can use.
Nice idea.
Beat them at their own game.
Yeah, I've got a great word that we should use.
Yeah.
So if something's really good, you could say it's kitchen.
It's kitchen.
Kitchen.
I like that.
Like your kitchen at home, right?
Okay.
And what we don't step into that room
is
there.
Your kitchen at home.
Behind
really
me.
Good or something?
Well, no, but just I think it sounds cool. Like you say something. Say a random thing.
I love listening to Robin and Johnny.
Yeah, they're kitchen, aren't they?
Yeah.
See?
Okay.
You see what I mean?
All right.
That's how you use it.
I've got a few suggestions
all right,
as well.
All right.
That's flint.
Flint.
As in that's
like
dangerous. Right?
Actually, flint. Same as kitchen.
No, but see flint.
So flint is dangerous.
Well, it's the OG weapon, isn't it?
But,
back when we were living in caves.
Yeah.
Flint.
Flint.
So,
okay.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, he's flint.
He's flint. Okay. Don't go near Johnny. Why? He's flint. Oh, right. I'll keep away from him.
I've got a Van Gogh.
He's got a Van Gogh.
Vincent Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Lost his ear.
Right.
Got a bit of an earache.
Got an earache.
Oh, Vincent.
I don't like that. I prefer flint.
You prefer flint? Okay.
Flint is your best one so far.
What about this? I'm feeling very Robin and Johnny right now.
Very good. Very good. Very well.
Feeling lucky to be employed.
Wake up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
High FM.
Do you ever get the feeling, Robin, that some blokes, some guys, only...
Some men.
Only cultivate getting a best friend.
Yeah.
So that they've got someone to do a kind of laddie banter podcast with.
Right.
You've got all these two mates chatting about stuff podcasts.
Yeah, I've seen
all
that.
Over the place.
That's our podcast. That's literally our podcast. But you're not my best friend. And I'm not yours. I know I'm not yours. You tolerate me. You have to.
We tolerate each other.
Give that.
It's fine.
Is it, though?
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny. I woke up this morning. Do you know what's funny? No, us neither. That's exactly how I feel.
I'd like to take you on a journey this morning.
Oh, a journey this morning. Okay.
To close your eyes.
Obviously, don't do this
if you're driving.
Don't do this if you're driving.
I'm doing this specifically for Robin.
Just me.
However, you can do it as well if you want, as long as you're not driving.
If you're in the office.
Doing something that requires you to have your eyes open.
Yeah, like, all right. I think we get it.
Heavy machinery.
I think we get it, Johnny. I think we get it. All right.
So,
my eyes are now closed.
You're in your house at home.
I'm in my house.
Okay, I want you to walk into your bedroom.
Okay. Thankfully, you're not a hypnotist. This is not how you should start.
Okay.
Shut your eyes, you're in your house at home. Huh? What?
Hang on. You there?
Yeah. I'm in my bedroom in my house at home.
I want you to open your wardrobe.
So I'm opening my wardrobe now.
Oh, wow. Slight creak there. Could do a bit of WD-40 for that.
Are you in my house recording sound effects?
How many clothes are in there that you hardly wear?
Stop. Because every weekend I say to myself, I'm going to clear out. Because those trousers do not fit me. And those shirts there, I swear there are some that I brought over from the UK 8 years ago.
I just want to say, Robin is now pointing at his wardrobe.
where they are. Those shirts I have not worn since I've been here.
Because
it needs a clear out.
Nearly 90% of us have exactly the same issue. We've got clothes in our wardrobe that we've either forgotten existed, are too crumpled or...
Mate, can I shut my wardrobe door now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You really need to get that sorted, mate.
Can I open my eyes now as well?
If you like.
Oh, I'm facing the wrong way.
The weekend.
time off work, a lion, and the worst of the High FM morning show. Well, you can't get everything you wanted.
Now let's get to it.
Let's go!
This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
I know you tune into this show for all the facts. Forget about the merriment and the arguments.
Forget about if those facts are true.
It's the facts that you want. So I've got some facts here for you about the exact amount of time you should sit, stand, sleep, and exercise in a typical day.
You should stand for 7 hours.
Hang on now. Let me get to it, Johnny.
Okay.
The good news is you should feel free to spend a significant amount of your life kicking back.
Really?
Relaxing.
No.
The bad news is most of us are well over the ideal number already. So here is the healthiest combo, right, according to these results. Sleep for 8 hours and 20 minutes. However, as little as 7.5 hours is fine.
Is it?
It's fine, Johnny, fine. Yeah. Next, stand for 5 hours and 10 minutes. And that's just standing and walking around.
Oh, okay, that includes walking.
Yes, standing and walking around.
I don't just have to stand somewhere for 5 hours. That's really boring.
It doesn't include time spent exercising. Okay?
Oh.
Next one, 4 hours and 20 minutes engaged in some level of physical activity.
Now, what is some level of physical activity? Like, for example, is playing PlayStation physical activity?
Of course
I'm
it's
using
not.
My thumbs.
Don't
and
be
stuff.
Stupid.
Okay.
Walking is in this light activity.
Yeah, okay.
The other half should be moderate to intense activity.
Okay, well, I probably get that from just walking to the toilets here at Muscat Grand Mall.
Yeah, that one time just after 10 o'clock, yes. And sitting, your ideal amount per day is 6 hours.
Okay.
Even 7 might be fine.
Mm.
But if you watch a lot of Netflix and have a desk job, you're probably over that.
Yeah.
So add it up, the time you spend at work, on the couch, and on the toilet, Johnny.
Yeah.
And on the toilet. How many hours will you spend sitting today?
Robin and Johnny.
In the morning.
The only way to wake up. On High FM.
You know when you go to a restaurant and you're not that hungry sometimes? Like you're going with family or friends or something like that?
Yeah.
Should you be allowed to order off the kids' menu?
Of course.
Yeah, I agree 100%. With you. I agree with you.
The food is cheaper.
Yes.
And you get less of it because it's meant for children.
Some restaurants say, no, you can't, as an adult, order off the kids' menu.
Well, they're idiots.
77% of us say that we should be able to order from the kids' menu at a restaurant. And then there's Kevin Hart, who's actually asked to order from the kids' menu.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
High FM.
You're sat at home, Robin.
Right.
You're on your sofa.
Okay.
And then...
You're doing this to me again, aren't you? You're hypnotising me without me even knowing it.
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring. I don't know the last time a phone actually made that noise, but your phone's ringing.
I have got the classic old ringtone on my phone.
Have you?
Yeah, wow. I do. So my phone makes that noise.
Okay.
So thanks. I'm there.
Ring, ring.
Oh.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Right, so you answer your phone.
Yes, what I just did.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Okay.
You are not a very good hypnotist. You're really not.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Johnny.
I'm just giving you a call to tell you that young people... They don't answer their phone anymore. So if you're trying to phone a young person, they ain't answering it.
Yeah, I know.
They prefer a WhatsApp.
Yeah.
A message on Insta.
Yeah. I actually know all this.
Or maybe a voice note.
Yeah. I like a phone call.
Yeah. I like a phone call as well. And also, the problem with voice notes is that you end up getting essentially a podcast.
The problem with voice notes, let me tell you the problem with voice notes, is it's not just one element.
No.
They're not talking about just one thing.
No.
Sometimes it goes off two or three things that somebody wants the answer to.
Yeah.
I've forgotten it.
And sometimes... They never get to the point.
Hello, mate. How you doing? Just thought I'd send you a voice note because it's a little bit easier to do that.
Yeah, come on, get to the point.
Just passing Fabuland, if you can hear that in the background. That's the Fabuland noise. Anyway.
Get to the point, come on.
There's a new place that's opened in the mall.
I don't care.
That looks interesting.
Come on.
Anyway, God, what was I going to...
Come on, Johnny.
What was I going to say?
Come
on. I can't remember.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, what am I like?
Let me just reply to that.
Oh, look, it's the worst of the High FM morning show.
When I woke up.
Thanks and borrows. The
might sound like a cool crime-fighting duo from the 1980s, but they're not. They're really not.
Say you are invited over to somebody's house, right? And you arrive over to their house for dinner. Do you compliment their house at all? And there's a let's say it's a family, it's a couple.
Yeah, I might go, a lovely house.
Lovely. Yeah, well, but what do you compliment?
Nothing. I would just say, lovely house.
Lovely. That's it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be specific.
No, I would never go deliberately to compliment them. If they've got something nice, I'll go, that's quite nice.
That's quite
but
nice.
If they haven't got something nice, I'll just not say anything.
What about if you go in and it smells of, you know, vanilla and lavender? It's a nice little smell. Would you go, oh, nice smell?
No.
No, you wouldn't do that. No.
If they've cooked something really nice
and you can smell the food,
then I'll compliment that.
Well, you might want to have a little think about complimenting them on how the house smells.
Right.
Assuming it's a good smell.
Yeah.
Because people were asked about the best home compliments, and the most people said the way a home smells is even more important to how it looks.
So you can live in an absolute sty.
As long as it smells well.
As long as it smells good.
Yeah, that's what they're saying here. They love to hear that a home smells good, that 43%, right? 39% of people say they consider smells while they're actually preparing for you to go over to the house.
Yeah.
Which is why she's always lighting the candles before someone comes in.
Yeah, okay.
That's why.
See, I've always wondered, if I have different candles of different scents, is that good, or does that, like, create some sort of toxic...
Yeah, well, mate, even I know that you don't put different scents of candles on at the same time.
You shouldn't go around the house spraying Axe body spray everywhere?
Spraying Axe spray. That's Johnny's secret one when he's got people over for dinner. Ocean breeze, fresh laundry, lavender and vanilla are the ones that people say are the best. Others would like to have a signature smell for their home.
Yes,
like fresh flowers.
Right.
Or strawberries and bananas. Or bread baking. apart from Johnny, he doesn't want his house to have a signature smell.
No.
It just does.
Good morning.
Wake up
with Robin and Johnny.
Hi, FM.
There's a study that says that student math scores was improved by chewing gum.
Oh, please don't. I don't want to even hear this. You know I've got mysophonia and I hate gum chewing, even thinking about it.
However, this was funded by Wrigley, so, you know, make of that what you will. And concrete, Robin.
Concrete
is the most widely used man-made building material in the world.
Yeah.
With more than 10 billion tonnes produced annually.
Right, okay.
Oh, that's heavy.
Oh, mate, please. Please.
It's a heavy stat, you see.
Yeah, no, I get it. You don't need to explain it.
Different uses of the same
words.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Stop now.
A bit of misdirection.
All right!
When I wake up in the morning.
Do it!
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
Let's go!
The sound of this will kill you. No, not this radio show. Too much traffic noise is going to literally kill you.
How?
Probably not today, though, because it's a more gradual process, they're saying. The sound of horns and engines causes significant stress, which leads to heart disease, strokes and other issues long term, right?
Wow, okay.
And now, commuting isn't the only time we're exposed to it. The bigger impact might be from sleeping in an area of heavy traffic.
Yes.
If you live where I do in Currum, where there's that
constant beeping.
Coffee beeping and engines revving.
Yeah.
Especially if it wakes you up, which is why I don't mind the noisy aircon. I love a bit of noisy aircon.
Keeps the other noises at bay.
The added stress leads to more free radicals, man, in your body, and that means unstable atoms that can damage cells, causing illness and aging.
Oh, dear.
So if you're only listening to us now to drown out the sound of traffic, you're welcome.
We're saving your life.
Wake up,
put you next to me.
This is Robin and Johnny in the morning.
On High FM.
My question for you this morning is theft ever okay?
No.
No?
No.
No?
No.
No?
No.
Well, there's five things that people say might be okay.
Is it steal. When you steal jokes from the other radio station?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's an OG original joke.
Yeah.
Just don't Google it, all right?
Don't Google Johnny's punchline. There'll be a picture of Calm Larry.
So, yeah. Number five, right. Colleagues, tea or coffee?
No.
No, you're not allowed to steal that?
No, of course not.
Number four, office stationery.
Office stationery, no.
Where's my stapler?
No, it's become normal to take paper home and staples and stuff like that. But technically, it's stealing. It is stealing.
I've got a pot of pens in my bottom drawer, and that definitely used to be more in there than there is now.
I went over to your house. You've got a lovely office printer in the corner.
I had to get our engineers over to fix it.
You get the engineers over to bring it over.
Number three, restaurant condiments.
The sachets.
Yeah, you can't take a massive tub of stuff home with you.
I know some people who just get those and put them straight into their handbag.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
if
you've got, let's say...
into his man bag.
Let's say you bring seven ketchups over.
Yeah.
Right?
They're now yours.
You use three. Yeah. Right? Those four
of the other ones.
You're not going to put them back. They're going to go in the bin. Yeah. So you might as well put them in. But don't put them in your back pocket and then sit down in your car.
Don't do that.
I made that mistake. Number two, unsecured internet.
Well, that's your own fault.
Should have put a password on it.
Should have put a password on it.
And the number one thing that people think is okay to steal.
Let me guess, it is when you book into a hotel, it's all the shampoo and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But that is yours.
No, it is. It is yours.
It's not stealing.
Importantly, shampoo, conditioner, soap.
Right, yeah.
Don't steal the bedding. They don't like that.
As well as the office printer, Johnny's got a really nice spare bed. Good up.
This is the very worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
This is funny.
Hello.
Have you read about the man in Ghana?
No. Have you heard about the man in Ghana?
Man in Ghana walks into a bar.
Yeah.
No, this man in Ghana, he's hugged 1,123 trees in an hour to set a new world record.
Oh, I don't care.
Now, that's the good news.
Is it good news?
The bad news is he's now facing 1,123 harassment lawsuits from those various trees.
This is Robin and Johnny in the morning.
Hiya, fam.
Because you are a married man.
I am. Happily married, Johnny. Very happily.
Going to guess that you're not one of the 13% of people who have a floor drobe.
A floor drobe?
Floor drobe.
What the hell is that?
That's where most of your clean clothes end up being piled up on the floor.
Oh, no, no, I am really clean. Can I just... Why are you saying that I need somebody to clear up after me?
I'm not saying that. Don't be so defensive.
I do not have a floor drobe.
I just said you're not one of the people.
No, you said happily married, right? Yeah, and then you went on to basically I throw my clothes on the floor and if it wasn't for my wife being there, there'd be a floor drobe.
No,
it's exactly what you just said.
You're not listening to me. What I'm saying is that because you're married, you don't have a floor drobe. But as a single man, you might have had one.
So, exactly what I've just said to you.
No.
You're saying that I would throw my clothes on the floor.
Yes.
Yeah. So why don't we just lose the past 45 seconds and go, that's exactly what I just said. I'm clean and I look after my own dirty laundry. Why are you laughing at that? Why do you find that so funny that I am clean and I need to be married because otherwise I'd have a floor drobe? My clothes would be all over the floor.
Because men are filthy.
Okay. You might be filthy. You might be filthy.
What about a chair? What about a clothes chair?
No, I don't.
You don't have a clothes chair?
No, I don't. I don't understand why you find this really hard to believe. Just because you do something, it doesn't mean to say that I do something as well.
I don't have a floor drobe.
Well, then this whole bit is completely null and void.
I'm enjoying winding you up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows. In the morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that reminds me. Have you emptied the garbage recently?
I want to talk about when you go away on holiday and you stay at a hotel.
Right.
What the perfect hotel must have. And I'm going to stop you, Johnny, before you can even answer this.
Yeah.
Because I know your perfect hotel requirements might be a little bit different to mine.
What's that supposed to mean?
I think you know what that's supposed to mean. I have a list here of the top 10 things a perfect hotel must offer.
I want watermelon chilled at exactly this temperature.
At number 10, A spa. Number nine, a personal bathtub.
Well, this is wrong. The spa is much higher. Has to have a very, very nice spa, and it needs to be at the top.
Number nine, a personal bathtub.
Yeah.
Like that community bathtub at the Ritz really put a damper on things, didn't it? And number eight, a personal hot tub.
Oh.
A personal one.
I've always wanted to stay in a hotel room with a hot tub.
Number seven, online check-in and check-out.
Really?
What? Number six, a fitness centre. Like, you're really going to use that.
Oh, no.
Number five, a restaurant in the building.
Well, yeah. That's essential.
I've stayed
in... Because I don't want to have to leave.
No, I don't either. And I've stayed in hotels that didn't have restaurants.
Yeah.
Number four, attractions nearby the hotel.
Yeah, definitely.
Number three, a smart TV.
A smart TV.
Your perfect hotel has to have one. Number two, a king-sized bed.
Okay, yeah. Well, and bigger than king-size, really.
And you've got to have nice pillows as well.
Oh, the bedding's important. That's the point of staying in a hotel. It's really nice bedding.
And the number one thing the perfect hotel must have...
Nice, peace and quiet.
Fast Wi-Fi, Johnny. Fast Wi-Fi. And the reason we want good, fast Wi-Fi is to check in on work and to see what friends are doing on their social media.
So hang on, so you go on a holiday you can check in on work and see what other people are up to. You do not need fast Wi-Fi when you got a nice spa. That's all I'm saying.
Weekday mornings.
Wake up with Robin and Johnny.
Wake up every morning.
Hi.
Hi, FM.
Men! Are you going on dates with girls but finding they lose interest? Stop it!
I'm not saying anything, Johnny.
You don't need to. You're saying it with your eyes.
Anything. I'm going to shut my eyes and not look at you. In fact, don't look at me for this bit. All right? Don't look at me. Because it's all there for me.
That's what women do when they're on dates with me.
If I was to actually do what women do if they're on dates with you, it'd be this.
And that's why I stop inviting women to come into the show, because they just storm out like that.
See? Thank you!
It's the worst of the High FM morning show.
With Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
Robin.
Johnny!
You've got a noisy car.
Yes, I do.
Your last car was noisy.
Yeah, I actually prefer the sound of my last car.
Do you?
Yes.
It did sound very nice.
It sounded really meaty.
I hear you leave the car park
and
you'd go...
Yeah, especially, can I just say, in the mornings when I would drive in about 5 o'clock, when there's no one in the car park, I would actually put it in sport mode, wind down the windows and then rev it and listen to that 5-litre V8 naturally aspirated engine. It was amazing.
A new study claims that men who like particularly noisy cars are more likely to be psychopaths.
Okay. All right. I'll go with that. Yeah.
Your car sounded better than that.
It did, actually.
Participants in the study were surveyed about how they feel about their car, their desire to have a loud car, and their willingness to modify the muffler to have an even louder car.
Did you just say, modify the muffler?
I did indeed.
Brilliant.
When I was 18... The exhaust fell off my first car.
I remember a few years ago in the other radio station, it must have been, 6 years ago when we worked together?
No. You've been here 8 years.
8 years, yeah. So 9 years ago.
Yeah.
9 years ago when we worked together, the exhaust fell off your car then.
That might have been the same
car.
Yeah, yeah. The beastie sound it made. I couldn't go above 40 kilometres an hour.
Oh, it's Johnny. Johnny's coming. Get out of the way.
Outstanding. Remarkable. Amazing. Are some words that describe a radio show somewhere, but not this one.
Wake up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
If you are going to the dentist later on today, or maybe this week, and you're a bit scared of the dentist, I'm giving you the warning now. Switch off your radio. You don't want to hear this.
How can you make going to the dentist sound any worse?
This is it, right? This story.
Can I just say what happened to me yesterday?
Go on then.
She was using the drill.
Yeah.
Right? But not on me, just using it.
Doing her nails.
And then,
doing her nails.
And then I made a joke. Oh, you're not using it on me. Oh, no, 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 not this time. But then she used it on me.
Did she?
Yes.
Oh, the old tricks are the best. There's this 40-year-old guy in Turkey. His name's Ramzan Yilmaz. He went in with a toothache to his dentist and he had several teeth pulled.
Oh, dear.
And his dentist said they'd need to be replaced with implants, right?
Okay.
And these implants screw directly into your jaw. Now, hang on. It gets worse. It gets worse.
Right.
They were installing a tooth in the upper left side of Ramzan's mouth.
Sure.
When he said it felt like his dentist was pushing really hard. Like too hard. You know the way you get that feeling sometimes?
Yeah.
But you just go with it. You're in the chair and you just go with it because they know what they're doing, right? The dentist said, relax. Mm. And it was totally normal, right? What happened next wasn't normal, though. The dentist pushed so hard, the screw broke through Ramzan's jaw, pierced his brain, Johnny. It ended up lodged in his skull behind his left eye.
What?
Lodged in his skull.
Yeah, I heard you.
He screamed out in pain.
Oh, yeah, you'd think so.
And the dentist said, oh dear, I've done something wrong here.
How hard was he pushing?
Hard to get this implant in. He was rushed to the hospital.
Yeah.
Then the dentist just left him there and took off.
Right.
And the surgeon said Ramzan might not survive the surgery. So he said goodbye. He got his wife and kids, his family over to say goodbye to them just in case.
Yeah.
Luckily, he pulled through and he fully recovered.
Yeah.
So it turns out telling you to floss more isn't the most annoying thing your dentist is going to do. Get on up.
Robin Banks, Johnny Burrows, and the worst of the High FM morning show.
It's High FM.
Good morning.
Hello. According to Google, the hardest balloon animal to make.
Sorry, the hardest balloon animal.
Yeah.
What the hell are you searching for?
Do you not think of random things and go, what's the hardest thing to, you know?
Sometimes I do,
I was just thinking yesterday.
All right, come
what
on.
What would be a hard balloon animal to make? Anyway,
what's the hardest balloon
apparently
animal?
It's the balloon giraffe. And I can't believe that's true, because surely if you're going for accuracy, the hardest balloon animal to make would be a hedgehog or porcupine.
It would, though. Yeah.
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
When the morning comes.
If this were a dating app, you'd swipe left.
Brace yourself.
Ooh.
Because believe it or not, emojis have only been commonly used for around 10 years.
Is that all?
That's all.
It feels like I've always used them. Well,
if you're in your mid-30s or older, there's probably a time when you refused to use them.
I do, and I still use the, like, the colon and the sort of the back, you know, for a smiley face. I still use that today.
But you do use emojis,
I do use emojis.
So that time when you didn't use them and refused to use them didn't last long.
I still refuse to, like, use a lot of them. I'm like...
You will, though.
I've got the same five
you
or six,
will, though.
And I'd have refused to use any others.
The next phenomenon,
may
be audible emojis on phone calls.
Shut up.
For those of you who actually still make phone calls.
Right.
Word has it that Google has just started rolling out audio emoji to Google phone app users, right?
Right.
There are six to start. Clapping, laughing, partying, crying, the drum, and of course the poop emoji.
So hang on, so you're on a phone call and you tap a button and
it makes sound effects.
So it's a little bit like your box there that plays
My
effects.
Little magic box, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. How cool is that? So, for example, clapping plays you brief applause. The crying emoji will play you.
No, really?
A sad little trombone sound effect. The drum gives you the classic.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
No, don't
and
like it.
And of course, the poop emoji.
Yeah. Okay, I like that one. That one's good.
So you know Ehab will be using that.
Yeah. I'll get a phone call from Ehab.
About your show this morning, Johnny.
Radio at its lowest. Robin Banks, Johnny Burrows, and the worst of the High FM morning show.
We hear a lot about how just walking is really great for your health.
Yeah.
But is it really enough?
Well, it's better than nothing, isn't it?
Is it really enough?
It's better than nothing.
Somebody talked to a fitness expert who said we should really be focusing on three different types of movement each week.
Okay.
All right, three of them.
Is one of them walking?
Like, well, hang on a minute. You always jump ahead.
I'm making a guess.
Number one.
Yeah.
Everyday movement, which includes things like walking.
And you. I ask, is one of them walking?
Oh, yeah, but it's encompassed by everyday movement,
right? What else is everyday movement? Like,
bending, stretching a little bit.
I don't stretch.
Doing that stuff every day is a great first step for you, Johnny. First step.
Right.
Number two, what you should be doing each week, right, is a bit of athletic movement, meaning things like true cardio and weight training. So pick up those weights that are in the corner of your living room and have been there for 6 months.
I've got a new technique for that.
New checkers.
I do lunges as I walk to the bathroom.
What, here? In the mall? Listen, you look odd enough anyway. You don't need to lunge all the way to the toilet in Muscat Grand Mall. And lastly, social movement. Number three, social movement.
Social movement?
Meaning it involves other people.
You push other people around?
No, so lunging with me to the bathroom in Muscat Grand Mall.
Okay.
No, things like golf, paddle, stuff like that.
Golf is an exercise.
Yes, it is.
You're stretching.
No, you are. Well, then just walk more between the holes and don't take the buggy. I don't know.
Yeah, okay,
Whatever it is, just make sure it's something you enjoy. And may I do an honourable Robin Banks mention
here we go.
The fourth form of movement you should be doing each week, a bowel movement. If you don't have at least one of those each week, you need to see a doctor.
It's very important.
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
On High FM.
At the end of this bit, I just want you to think. That's all I want you to do. Don't message the radio station, anything like that. And Johnny, I just want you to think.
Today of all days, can I just not think?
Okay, don't think about the end of this. Okay. In fact, it would be better if you didn't think about the end of this. There's a male hippo.
Oh, you got me thinking now.
And this male hippo at a Japanese zoo was discovered to be female after them having it for 7 years. Now, this is why I've asked you not to think. Why and how have they just found this out?
Procrastinate through your weekend with the worst of the High FM Morning Show with Robin and Johnny.
Now. I'm going to put Robin very much on the spot.
Oh, crazy. I hate this. I hate when you do stuff like this and put me on the spot and you don't prep me beforehand.
No.
Prep me like a nice piece of meat.
A while ago, Robin, you told me that you were doing an ancestry test.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Now, yesterday in the office, you let slip that you got the results back.
I did, yes.
Now, you promised me you'd bring it to air.
Okay.
But you haven't done.
All right.
Does this mean it's really bad?
It's not that it's really bad, but there's nothing there that actually stands out.
No.
Apart from my African roots.
You don't have African
Yes,
roots.
I do. Right. Yes, I do.
What percentage African
North
are
African,
you?
About 1%. Okay. 86% of my DNA comes from Neanderthal.
Well, this says everything.
Why didn't you talk about this sooner, Robin?
How do they check that you're Neanderthal? Do they?
Well, it's DNA, isn't it?
It's in your blood.
It's DNA, Johnny. It's DNA.
Right.
Yeah, it's DNA. It's what you're made up of.
And what does that Neanderthal blood mean for you?
Well, one of the things, right, and you'll love this.
Is it balding?
Yes, I am susceptible to balding.
Because of Neanderthal blood?
But no, because of my DNA, whatever makeup is there.
Okay.
But the top, right, and you'll get a kick out of this and you'll go, this is completely true and I want to do this test.
Yeah.
Right, because this is me all over.
Okay.
The top trait that I have is being really bad at directions. And Johnny is laughing so much at that because he knows that is completely true.
How do I get to the airport? I don't know.
Basically, that's me.
Robin and Johnny aren't actually here, but here's some of their worst bits.
The worst of the High FM Morning Show with Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows. So wake me up.
Taylor Swift's
Tay-Tay.
New album
yeah.
is called...
Go on, Johnny, because every other time I've asked Johnny, he's got it incorrect. So what's it called, Johnny?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Dead Poets Society! That's a movie!
No, Robin, it's the Tortured Poets Department.
Oh, well done, Johnny!
But she should have called it...
Dead Poets Society.
No, Tortured Planet Department.
Oh, yeah.
Because she hates the planet.
Right. Okay.
So this guy, Jack Sweeney, has used a jet tracker to find out that Taylor Swift's private jet flew 178,000 miles or 286,000 kilometres in a year.
That's all the trips to come to Oman to see Johnny secretly.
Yeah. That's the equivalent of circling the planet 7 times and landing in Oman each time.
To refuel and just nip to MQ to hang out with JB.
Jack has been posting the whereabouts of her private jet.
Right.
Tay-Tay wasn't very happy about it.
Of course not.
She wrote a letter to him claiming that he's aiding stalkers.
However, all the information that this guy is posting is freely available.
It is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So he's just done some research. She is quite upset with him, though. I assume she's going to write a song about him soon. Now, he's been trying to shame her, I guess, and stop her flying so much. And it's kind of working. The planes have barely moved since this story hit the headlines.
Okay.
Now, Taylor had 2 private jets. She sold one earlier this year.
To Ehab.
The nice one.
Yeah.
Now, there's one obvious question.
What?
Why does she need 2 private planes?
Okay, here we go.
One for her.
Yeah.
One for all her emotional baggage.
I'm waking up with
Robin and Johnny
every morning
on High FM.
Today, Robin, is International Honesty Day.
No, it's not.
No, it's yesterday.
Yeah, no. Like it. That's very good.
Me. It's the worst of the High FM morning show.
With Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
14% of people are regularly trapped in these, usually with Johnny.
40%?
14% of people are regularly trapped in these, so it's not elevators, right? Usually with you.
An awkward conversation. Do you know what? Sometimes Robin says things about me that annoys me a little bit. I'm like, no, Robin, that's not true, but that is true.
Sometimes I'll say a fact and the audience go, no, it's not Johnny. And Johnny just goes, do you know what? It is.
Yeah, on this case it is, yeah.
When was the last time you were in a conversation that was so boring that you just stopped listening and just focused on how not to look bored?
Every single day. Myself at home.
Looking in the mirror, chatting to yourself.
Oh, you do.
And you adjust your posture, you adjust yourself in the seat, and you blink in the glassy eyes away.
I have a friend who is very, I'm not going to say who it is, but very interested in a particular thing, which I have zero interest in.
Okay,
well, and it's obvious.
What thing is this person interested in?
It's a type of like video game.
Right. Why aren't you saying that on the radio?
That I don't care about.
What kind of video game?
I don't even know, because I just turn off. And he goes on and on about that said thing.
Right.
And I shut up.
You don't care.
And I make it obvious. I go, okay. Oh,
right,
okay. But still, he keeps on talking.
There's probably a decent chance that he knows that you're bored.
Yeah, probably.
But then
why does he keep
saying,
talking?
I have no idea.
Right.
Are our lives and perspectives really that dull? Or is social media just a spoiler that kills in-person talk? Discuss or not. I don't know. I'm already bored with this.
Here we go. Want to hear Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows at the weekend? No? Oops. Sorry about this.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
You gotta get up.
Yeah.